Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled, Jesus Said, quote, I am the resurrection and the life, unquote. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 11. And in John chapter 11, Lazarus of Bethany. And it is within this context of grief over the death of Lazarus by sisters Martha and Mary that we will see Jesus use powerful that point to who he is. Let me say that at this point, the word believe is used 98 times in this book. That is the Gospel of John. And so it is within the context of the death of Lazarus that Jesus makes it very powerful and compelling revelation. So, let me begin reading. John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his here. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. Notice the link carefully. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Which is really interesting because Jesus was not that far away from Lazarus. But I want you to note that this was for the glory of God. And so he waited to allow death to see Lazarus. Verse 7. Then he said to his disciples, let us go back. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back. So we have this element brought into the narrative. There is danger for Jesus to go back to Judea. And in spite of the threat of Jews, he is going back because of this family to reveal a marvelous truth to them about the person of God. Verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees this world's light. When he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. After he has said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. Disciples did not fully understand about what this meant. So, verse 12, the disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will be better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural. So then he told them plainly, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Now in the Greek, we have this language. I am glad that I was not there, that you may gain in belief. That you may gain in belief. So this was for their education too. They needed to speak the sign up of Jesus. They needed to experience what's going to happen with our time Lazarus. Remember the passion event was down the road. And this would traumatize them, of course. They would speak so much and they would be in some fear, but Jesus is preparing them to understand the great resurrection event. So in verse 12, 17, we have on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles off at Mary to comfort them at the loss of their brother. But now you see why Jesus waited. He was just a very short distance from where Lazarus was. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. So with Martha, we have the formula, Lord, if. Lord, if. And also, we shall see this in the case of the sister Mary saw him. She fell at his feet and said, Lord, if. Again, we have Lord, if in the voice of peace. Now, we also have in the midst of their verse 22, yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, Son of God, who is to come to the world. This is from Mary. And so we have, yes, Lord, and these words are the formula of faith. Yes, Lord, I believe. Martha says in verse 24, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. In verse 25, Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whosoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And so within the crisis of their great loss, the sisters are asked about their faith. Yes, the crisis of their loss was great, but Jesus wanted to know something even greater than their loss. Did they believe him? Did they believe his words? Did they believe in who he was? He says to them, I am, in verse 25, I am the resurrection. Present tense. I am. The anastasis, that is the standing up of the body, and the zoe. I am the anastasis nekron. standing up the body and the Zoe, even the Zoe, even the life. This is who I am. And so when Jesus said these words to her, he was not speaking of some future event. He was speaking in the present tense. I, right now, am the Anastasis Nekron, the standing up of the body, even the Zoe, even the Lord. So, when Jesus saw in verse 33, there was weeping, and the Jews, the professional mourners, had also come with her. They were weeping. He was deeply moved in verse 33. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Where have you laid him? In the famous verse, Jesus wept. And then Jesus comes to the tomb of Lazarus, and then he cries out. In verse 43, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out. Now, in the Greek, there's no verb, only two adverbs in the text, which is very interesting. And we read that the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Same way in which Jesus was prepared for his burial. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Or in the King James Version, loose him and let him go. So we have these powerful words from the person of Jesus that call us to believe. They compel us to believe. We believe by faith in the Word of God, because he speaks the absolute truth. Because when he speaks, we know that in him there is no darkness, no, not at all. Titus, in the book of Titus, Paul speaks of the God who cannot lie. God, as to his nature, God as to his essence, is truth. God cannot lie. And so we are compelled to appreciate his eternal veracity. We are compelled to cling to and to hold on to the eternal veracity of God. He is the truth-telling God. When we believe that he is only the truth-telling God and he is the God in whom there is no darkness, no, not at all, our lives are summarily changed. Because we may have come from backgrounds in which we are surrounded by persons who are unworthy of trust, or persons who told us or said to us, do as I say and not as I do. And so we emerge from that background fragmented in our hearts and in our minds. But here we have one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. Because he is the Word of God, we believe his word. We stand upon his word. We trust in his word. Good evening. Dr. Josiah Rich, God bless you.